Members of New York's congressional delegation are working to provide some financial relief to dairy farmers who continue to suffer from depressed milk prices. As WRVL's Payne Horning reports, they're hoping to save the state's 4,000 dairy farms and the lives of those who run them.
The downturn in the dairy industry's prices, now in its fourth year, is taking a toll. Some farmers are losing their businesses, and others are committing suicide. In response, lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are looking to the next federal farm bill as a way to address the dire situation. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to add a milk price floor that triggers payments to farmers if prices fall below a certain point. Along those same lines, North Country Congresswoman Elise Stefanik wants to improve the Margin Protection Program, a dairy farmer insurance policy that has not yielded sufficient returns for many.
I've visited dozens of dairy farms in this district, and the reason why I focused on the Margin Protection Program, MPP, is to a single dairy farm, it has not worked. I have not heard one instance that program is working, so that's a big priority for me to fix that program so it actually functions more like crop insurance.
Stefanik says another potential solution to the problem could be opening up new markets and more demand for U.S. dairy products with a renegotiation of trade agreements with other countries, like NAFTA. In Fort Drum, I'm Peyton Horning for WRVO News.